Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Steve Bannon, a political advisor to former President Donald Trump, is due to report to jail tomorrow. He's serving 4 months for defying a subpoena to testify before the House January 6th committee. But he tells ABC's This Week what he thinks about Trump's debate performance Thursday against President Biden and the future of the race.
He should never get on a debate stage with Joe Biden again. Been there, done that. But he won't be around.
Suggesting that Biden will not last as the Democratic nominee, but prominent Democrats continue to support Biden, whose deputy campaign manager told supporters in a fundraising email Saturday that dropping out of the race would lead to weeks of chaos. The Supreme Court tomorrow expected a rule on whether presidents enjoy immunity from prosecution for all acts while in office. Former President Trump has brought this challenge from the January 6th election interference case. And Hurricane Beryl getting stronger, now a Category 3 storm moving towards the southeast Eastern Caribbean. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Top line indicators show the economy is doing well, even if some Americans are feeling pessimistic. Mike Mohn spoke with a public union leader who credits federal policy for better times.
John Havlicek has been teaching in La Crosse for a quarter century. Havlicek, also a union leader, says he's seen how the Biden administration's efforts on student loan forgiveness are having a positive impact on his colleagues. One way is through home ownership, which he says is out of reach for many in the field.
That's just not conducive to getting the best and the brightest into our classrooms. So the student loan forgiveness then is a huge deal, because that's $200, $300, $400, $500 a month would be freed up for folks to spend elsewhere on something like a house.
He wants policymakers to get even more creative, suggesting a federal match to get states to boost education spending. Havlicek says new federal investments in infrastructure and clean energy have helped local universities and hospitals expand. Havlicek says jobs tied to public works projects in his area are strengthening public unions after Wisconsin Republicans have tried to weaken them in recent decades. That includes the repeal of state prevailing wage laws. He says workers now are benefiting from labor standards and training included in policies like the Inflation Reduction Act.
These are high-paying jobs. And when we couple that with the technical college, these folks can get their training and they can raise families. They, you know, buy their groceries. They go out for dinner.
Havlicek says it's important to have these new career pathways as La Crosse's population becomes more diverse. La Crosse has seen a nearly 70% increase in Latino residents since 2010. This is Mike Mohn for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Perry Bell.
The Brewers lose to the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing before a sellout at American Family Field, nearly half of them Cubs fans, as Chicago pulled off a 5-3 victory Saturday. The Cubs jumped out to an early lead with a single, then a two-run homer by Chicago's Michael Busch on just the first two pitches of the game. Brewers starter Tobias Myers.
I think a lot of it's just baseball. They were aggressive today. They know what I've been doing the last couple weeks is attacking with the four-seam, so I think they did a pretty good job of coming out and putting some good swings on some fastballs.
The crew battled back to a 3-3 tie until reliever Yoel Piamps gave up a walk and a home run to Ian Happ in the eighth. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
You're in the major leagues and you're pitching at that time in the game. Walks are not a possibility. I mean, it's just not part of it. If you look at our pitching staff, a lot of our success, and it's been great this year, of not giving up free bases. The home run is the home run.
That's Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see tons of sunshine for your Sunday and light north winds as highs top out in the lower 70s. In the overnight, clear skies. Light winds will continue with lows in the lower 50s. On Monday, mostly sunny with highs in the lower to middle 70s. Right now, it's 64.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-496-2714. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-496-2714. That's 800-496-2714. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Representative Mark Pocan joins us to talk about National Postal Workers Day. And we'll hear from Dean Muller with the Wisconsin for Environmental Justice. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
In upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Back we are, the music of the stars. Good morning, I'm Lou Regani. Join us on Facebook. The music of the stars on the air. Happy us. Happy birthday. Nobody plays this anymore. Robert Shaw.
Oh,
They still sing that at Navy boot camp. RCA Victor Symphony Orchestra. Robert Russell Bennett. The music of the star.
Counting the days until tomorrow. Counting the nights till I'm with you. Slowly they hurry by, no need to worry, I tell. Skies above, sweet are my thoughts of love. It's just a matter of time till I'm counting the days with you.
Than praying in a church of your choice across the land. What's more American than saying, I am, I am, I am. What's more American than saying, I am, I am, I am.
I will play.
Arnold.
Somebody killed a policeman today, and a part of America died. A piece of our country he swore to protect will be buried with him at his side. The suspect who shot him will stand up in court with counsel demanding his rights, while a young widowed mother must work for her kids and spend many long, lonely nights. The beat that he walked was a battlefield too, just as if he'd gone off to war. Though the flag of our nation won't fly at half-mast, to his name they will add a gold star. Somebody killed a policeman today. Maybe in your town or mine. While we slept in comfort behind our locked doors, a cop put his life on the line. Now his ghost walks the beat on a dark city street, and he stands at each new rookie's side. He answered the call of himself, gave his all, and a part of America died.
Sinatra, Bing Crosby, Fred Waring, and the Pennsylvanians.
Let us break bread together on our knees. Let us break bread together on our knees. When I fall on my knees with my face to the rising sun, oh,
together on our knees. Let us drink wine together on our knees. When I fall on my knees with my face to the rising sun, Bing Crosby and the Pennsylvanians.
We hear a lot about war or hurricanes that hit our shore. We hear a lot about hard times and a good deal more about the crimes that make the front pages of our news. But all that does is sing the blues about America. Now, what are the good things in our lives? About the men who love their wives, who take their kids when they go fishing, spend their working days just wishing to make things better. A fireman who climbs a tree and sets a little kitten free. A policeman who helps you cross the avenue. A man who stops when you're broken down and asks if you need a lift to town, or simply says, "Friend, what can I do?" Have you stopped at a grocery store and watched a kid who's bit off more than his 5 or 10 cent piece can chew? He needs just 2 cents or three to get that soda pop, you see. And you get that feeling? Why not? And you come through. And how about on a Sunday morning, the sun's up high and the day is morning, and church bells break the stillness in the sky? All your neighbors and your friends climb in the family car again and go to church, never question why. Then you look at the USA, the folks at work, their kids at play, and looking back you see how hard they've tried to keep this country free and strong. And somehow you've known all along the answer's here, right in your own backyard. As long as you believe in love and faith, hope, God above, the future of this land of ours is strong. And most of us feel just that way, and that's the truth. So let us say, America can't be so very wrong.
Music of the Stars will be on till high noon central. The Music of the Stars podcast thereafterward. Here's Francis Albert one more time from his album America, I Hear You Singing.
What is America to me? A name, a map, a flag I see. A certain word, democracy. What is America to me? The house I live in, a plot of earth, a street, the grocer and the butcher, and the people that I meet, the children in the playground, the faces that I see, all races and religions, that's America to me. A place I work in, a worker by my side, a little town or city where my people. The air of feeling free and the right to speak my mind now. That's America to me. The things I see about me, the big things and the small, the little corner newsstand and the house a mile tall. America to me.
I believe for every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows. I believe that somewhere in the darkest night, a candle glows. I believe for everyone who goes astray, someone will come to show the way. I believe. Yes, I believe. I believe above the storm, the smallest prayer will still be heard. I believe that someone in the great somewhere hears every word. Every time I hear a newborn baby cry or touch a leaf or see the sky, then I know why. I believe.
That's why I believe.
Jackie Lane. Number one hit.
I believe for every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows. I believe that somewhere in the darkest night, a candle glows. I believe for everyone who goes astray, someone will come to show the way.
Lane of Chicago. Walter Brennan again.
Many years ago, in days of childhood, I used to play until the setting of the sun. Yonder down an old familiar pathway, I'd hear my mother call when day was done.
Come home, it's supper time.
Come home, it's supper time. Lengthen fast.
Come home, it's supper time.
Come home, it's supper time.
We're going home at last. Come home,
you know, neighbors, I just imagine that a lot of you folks are listening to this song now are grown people. Both men and women. And I know that you folks like to reminisce at times, as I have many times, about my childhood. And one of the most pleasant memories of my childhood past was when my mother used to come to the back of the steps of the old home place and say, "Come on home, son, it's supper time." But you know, time has woven the realization now, the truth that's even far more thrilling. And that's when someone shall call, and all of God's children shall go home where it will be supper time. With God around the great white table, certainly the greatest of them all.
Music of the Stars. I'm Lou Regani, and thanks for being here. Enjoy the holiday, everybody. It's happy birthday to us time.
December 1776, on the banks of the Delaware,
cruel winds whistle through the threadbare clothing of the 8,000-man American army, all too aware of General Howe's powerful troops across the icy waters, they await the decision of their leader, General George Washington. For he and he alone can make the choice upon which hinges the destiny of their infant nation.
All right, then. How much you want for the boat that says Popeye on it?
$1.20 an hour.
Well, how about the one that says Donald Duck on it?
Eh?
The one with the little striped awning there?
Oh, yeah. Well, that boat right there?
That boat right there?
That boat right
there? That's the boat.
Will run you $2 an hour.
What? That's an outrage. This is December. It's your off-season.
Huh.
How many customers can you get this time
Look,
of year?
Look, fella, you run the army and let me run the boat rental, okay?
All right. Don't get smart with me. I'm General Washington.
I know who you are. I seen your picture on the money, and I wish you'd make up your mind. The boat rides are closing.
Well, let's review them once again here. Popeye was $1.20
an hour. $1.20
an hour,
that's right.
And the one with the striping awning.
General Duck.
General Washington, sir.
Yes, what is it?
The men are freezing.
So?
So we were wondering if we could come to some decision on the boat.
Yeah, they think they got problems. I just had my wig set this morning, and this damp air isn't doing it any good. Look at it, straight as a stick.
Well, it looks just fine to me, sir.
Really?
Yes.
Think it looks all right?
Listen, you're going to rent a boat tonight or not? I'd like to freeze my ears off.
All right, don't rush me.
If we could make a decision on the boat, sir, it'll soon be daylight.
It'd be daylight. We're liable to tip over out there at night.
Yes, well, there was the element of surprise in the whole thing, don't you see, sir?
Oh. Well, all right. You could get the men loaded in the other boats. Get that out of the way.
They are in the other boats, sir. They have been for hours. Now, if we could just come
all
to
right.
some...
All right. Hold your horses.
We ate the horses yesterday, sir.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll be with you
soon. Did you really eat the horses yesterday?
I didn't. They did. Enlisted man. Now I got it narrowed down to two here. Popeye has the dear little seats in it.
Yes.
And that's $1.20.
Uh-huh.
See? And Donald Duck has the striped awning.
I see.
$2. Now I'll leave it up to you, Lieutenant. Doesn't that strike you as a little high?
Well, I don't know, sir. Perhaps a bit, but...
All right. You see there? Huh. Now, what would you say to $1.75 for Donald Duck?
$2 an hour, not a penny less.
Hey, what are you trying to do, gouge a serviceman?
Well, I might ask, what are you army guys trying to do? Stifle the small businessman?
Why, that's ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous.
All right, then, kick the end of Donald Duck around there again. Let me see it.
I can't. My feet are frozen.
Oh.
Look, mister, why don't you take the one called Popeye? You'll be happy with that boat. The price is right, $1.20 an hour.
Well, I don't know. You like it, Lieutenant?
She's a beaut, sir. Besides, we're only renting it for the one night.
But you really like it better than the one with the awning.
You wouldn't want the one with the awning, sir. Once you got into it, you'd hate it. Honestly, take the other one.
Popeye, you think it's really me?
Yes, on my word, sir, it's you.
But I just don't know about the color.
The color is fine. Black is a great color. It sets off your wig.
Really?
Yes!
All right. Popeye it is.
Oof, I tell you, boy, I've seen some customers, but this guy's a Lulu.
Now, we got everything. The flag?
Right, sir.
The ukulele?
Yes, sir.
The sandwiches?
The boatman has some right here, sir.
Oh. Well, what kind you got there?
I got ham and Swiss, liverwurst, or tuna salad.
Well, let me see. Is the tuna salad good today?
It's you!
All right, how much?
It's 25 cents.
What? 25 cents for a tuna salad sandwich?
Here, take it with my blessings.
Well,
hey, take a liverwurst, too. Enjoy!
And so the Delaware was crossed. Thus was begun one of the most glorious pages in American history.
Imagine that guy. Wanted 25 cents. Lousy tuna. Whoops, watch where you're rowing now. You might like the little boat I picked up right here?
Now to wind up our V-disc recording session for the men overseas, here's a final waxing by Charlie Barnett and his boys. It's called Keep the Home Fires Burning. And from what I know about the Barnett brand of swing... there's not a chance of those home fires even beginning to flicker.
a band.
Oh, what did Delaware, boy, what did Delaware? What did Delaware, boy, what did Delaware?
She wore a brand new jersey, she wore a brand new jersey. She wore a brand new jersey, that's what she did wear.
Called to say how are ya, she called to say how are ya, she called to say how are ya, that's why she did call. Uno, two, three, four. Oh, what did Mississippi boy, what did Mississippi, what did Mississippi boy, through her pretty lips.
She sipped the Minnesota, she sipped the Minnesota, she sipped the Minnesota, that's what she did sip.
Oh, where has Oregon, boy, where has Oregon? If you want Alaska, Alaska, where she's gone?
She went to pay her taxes, she went to pay her taxes, she went to pay her taxes,
that's where she has gone. Nine, five, five, four. Oh, how did Wisconsin, boy, she stole a new brass key. Too bad that Arkansas, boy, and so did Tennessee. It made poor Florida die, boy, it made poor Florida die. You see, she died in misery, boy, she died in misery. Oh, what did Delaware, boy, what did Delaware?
Oh, what did Delaware, boy, what did Delaware?
Music of the Stars, Harry Como. These programs are podcasts. Just check them out on civicmedia.us. Fun to be had out there. Don't you miss out. Mark your calendars. Thursday nights, unforgettable at Racine's Harbor Market. Great place. Make those summertime memories that last all year. Take in those vibes of summer. Isn't that a pretty word? Summer. And enjoy the ambiance. You go down there, there's flavors, music, scents. The stuff that makes summer unforgettable and so great. The next market, July the 11th. But you can see more in advance. Check in downtownracine.com. Downtownracine.com. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Alan Sherman.
There are songs about Montana and New York and Indiana, but the song the nation patiently awaits is the song I now will bring you as I clear my throat and sing you a love song to the whole United States. I love you. District of Columbia, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Alabama, South Dakota, North Dakota, Minnesota, Oklahoma, West Virginia, California, Georgia, Texas, Maine, Mississippi, Washington, South Carolina, Arkansas, North Carolina, Tennessee, Louisiana, Iowa, Nevada, Kansas, Arizona, Colorado, Michigan, New Jersey, Indiana,
Nebraska,
Alaska,
Pennsylvania, Florida, Wisconsin, Utah, Maryland, Kentucky, Oregon, Rhode Island, Idaho, Hawaii, and Vermont, Virginia, Delaware, Wyoming, and Connecticut.
The music of the stars is on the air. David Rose.
Take you on a musical tour of this great country of ours, starting right here in our own hometown of Chicago, Illinois. This is my kind of town.
Gets you down, and there's so many, many reasons. Any time, any season is the right time to be with you. Hello, Detroit. With so much feeling, and I will always
soul. Thanks for the memories I cherish so. Winter, spring, summer, and fall. You've got it all. Hello, hello, hello. Hello, Detroit.
Of the star. So many stars. Now stand by for CBS News and another hour of the Music of the Stars live on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm your host, Lou Regani.
Above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.